let's just maybe place your hand on your heart right now and just invoke that presence in your life. If you have not already experienced it, just say, come Holy Spirit, reveal the Father, the Divine Mother's love for me in this divine space of life and holy breath. Amen. I think everybody knows this quote. Jesus, the disciples, they were following Jesus and it was getting dark and the disciples told Jesus, hey, Jesus, tell the crowd to go away because go to the other towns because they need food. We don't have anything. And he goes, you feed them. And it's like, what? You know, okay. And they went around and they asked and they collected 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And I love this, one of the first miracles of Jesus, because it talks about he looked up, he took it in his hands, he looked up and gave thanks. His Father was the source, just as Jesus is the source for you and I. So he recognized he went to the Father first. We go to the Father, we go to the Creator, say, God, thank you for what I have, and we'll bless it. There's the decree, there's the multiplication. He blessed it. And then it said he gave it to the disciples. And how many were there? There were 12. And so once they start dispersing this, there were 5,000 people here. That was just men. And then there was women and children besides. So there could be possibly 15,000 people there feeding with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. The miracle happened when the disciples broke it. Break it. Give it away. And so as they were giving it away, it was multiplying. And it says in the end, they collected 12 baskets full and everybody was full. And that's an incredible gift. And can your mind imagine if you would be asked to do that, to bless something and multiply it? I had a story, it was before, I think a year before I met Ron, and Ron was running a house of prayer for the diocese, and he would give workshops on Saturdays, and they gave a prayer workshop, and you were supposed to sign up because they'd serve a meal, and the word got out, and people were coming, but they weren't signed up for it, so he started to get nervous, because he knew, let's say, what their cutoff point was, let's say 25 people, and what, 50 or 60 people showed up, so they didn't account for that, so he was freaking out, I could just imagine. And he was telling the prayer group and the cooks downstairs, oh my God, all these people are coming and we won't have food. And then the head cook said, Father Ron, he said, let's pray. And they go, oh, she goes, let me pray. So they held hands, they just decreed God will multiply it. And then the lady says, Father, you go back upstairs and you teach, don't worry about it. Well, when it came time for the lunch, they said, everyone was filled and they got seconds. And Ron was just dumbfounded. He goes, if this was a multiplication, and she, what did you do? He said, asked the lady, the head cook, and she goes, I had faith, just as you're teaching it upstairs. We showed what God can do. And it was through God's favor, everybody was fed. And then there was leftover. That was a big thing. Ron wanted leftovers. So he wanted to be determined. He had it, and God provided his need. And I'm sure you have a story that each of you have in your own life that really takes effects in how God can multiply things. And sometimes it can be the strangest things. So George, what is that miracle or daily miracle for you?
My guide showed me this right away too. This has been a long time, so this is an interesting piece of this. I remember going to Brazil. This is when I met you, Padre, a long time ago. Well, when we first connected, and this was years ago, and one of my prayers was a reconnection with music in a way, a joyful way, a way that when I was a child, I had it and lost it along the way with lessons and competition and all these things came in. And I've been praying for this for a long time. And just in the last, I'd say last 2 to 3 months, something shifted. I don't know what it is. You know, with FSD, we took a big step and there's a bunch of things happening, but something has happened in the last couple of months in my connection with music and my connection to when I sit down at the piano, and I know that it's God. I know it's what my heart was praying for. He doesn't always give everything like the next day. It doesn't always work that way. We're like, where's, I ordered this yesterday, God, you know? But sometimes it's a long path because we have to be ready. If we got everything in an instant, there would be no value and we wouldn't appreciate it. But my heart is so full from him blessing me and granting this reconnection. And I want to testify. I want to say, stand up and be counted and say, this happened to me. This is true. Wow. So
that's so beautiful. I love that, George, because it's that now when it happens, when you know God's answered my prayer. And journaling is such a beautiful thing of putting down your requests. So you remember you're asking God for this when it shows up. It's like, he did answer. Now it might be a while, but he's faithful.
So Padre, there was this angel that appeared in your life. Do you have anything that you would like to share about that?
It all depends on which experience. I remember. Exactly. I could go on all night, but I remember the first time, I'll have to use this term, it was actually at night, during the nighttime, and there was an angel presence at the foot of my bed, and I screamed. So I think I scared away the angel, you know, he goes, I'm going next door because Padre is not ready for me now. But that was my first experience, and actually I was afraid. And if you think about in the scriptures, it talks about be not afraid whenever the angel, because like you said, it's so overwhelming, that presence, and our brain is trying to figure it out, but our heart is like, oh my God, it's part of the heavenly realm. So that's what I would say for me. I would say the audible voice of an angel, when I told that story, when I was in a snowstorm and I heard let go of your hands from the steering wheel. And it's like, the angel wanted to take over driving, but I didn't know, but I had peace, and actually I did, and I wasn't killed. I expected to die that day. So only a crazy person would let go of the steering wheel, but going 70 miles an hour down the road. But that was my experience, and it was real, and it is real today, because thank God for the angels. And every night I ask for my angel to reveal itself or to speak in my dreams, because I really want to draw closer to the heavenly realm.
Absolutely. I'm with you, Padre. I was overwhelmed when I had a couple of angel encounters when I first moved to this apartment that I'm living in now.
Okay.
And one of the experiences I had was I was really just dealing with some heartbreak, but I wasn't there yet. You know, I was just kind of in the heartbreak, but I wasn't in the releasing of the heartbreak. And I was doing dishes and an angel literally just appeared and took a sword and stabbed me in the heart. And I just kind of glided to the ground, soap suds draining down my arms, and I was released of my suffering.
Wow.
And then I was able to really see that it was time to move on. My life had changed. I had to move on. I had to pull it together, and I needed to stop dwelling in this perseverating mindset of how could it have been different? Why did it go wrong? Why did it go wrong? Woe is me. And the angel just went, pop, you know, like, can you feel your feelings and move on? Thank you very much.
Wow, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, no words, but it was an unbelievable transmission. And it was huge, just like this. I mean, it literally was just kind of this image right here.
I just want to share a story that will hopefully spark something new in each of you. Because I think we all, as human beings, you know, we have our blocks. We have, well, I can believe this, but I can't believe that. And just the door of possibilities, to have an open door, an open window, an open mind to hear. I remember Ron Roth, my thousand stories I have of Ron Roth, but he was doing a workshop at a religious science church in California. And it was a smaller group, maybe 30, 40 people. And during the healing time, you know, he comes in and all of a sudden he starts pointing people out and say, you come forward and he'll bless them. And I remember there was one lady who he called forward, and I forget what she had wrong with her, but he kind of read her and he goes, I feel like you have a block. I don't know what that block is. It's like, but there's something like preventing you from receiving. And the lady says, it's my husband. He's sitting over there, you know, give Rod permission. He goes after that. So Rod says, come here. And he went, no, I'm not coming forward. And he goes, why? He goes, well, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in healing. And he went, come here. And, you know, it was kind of like a battle of the wills. Is he going to obey the priest or not? And it's like, eventually got him out of the seat, got him brought forward. So Ron just laid hands on him. They went, oh, he goes, you have a major problem and you are mad at God. And it's like, you know, it's like, oh, I mean, I'd be fearful not knowing. He didn't know who he's standing up to, Mr. Ron Roth, but it's like, but Ron was just reading him. Then he goes, can I pray for you? Okay. So he puts his arm around him, his back. And then he goes, you have a brace on. And he goes, yes, I was a car accident and there's no hope for me. I'm in constant pain. And Ron Roth would say, I never tell people to do this. He goes, one of our team members, can you go with him into the back room? He goes, God told me to tell you to take off your back brace. I was like, now talk about facing your greatest fear in front of the public. But Ron was fearless. When he heard, he decreed. And you know, they went in back. And 5 minutes later, they came back. And this guy was sobbing because he was totally healed of his back. Because he had helmet, he dissed out and with the accident. And then Ron turned to his wife now and says, now you can receive, can't you? And she goes, yes, I can. She rested in the spirit, just bawling. And it's like, not only did they heal the bodies, he helped heal the relationship. And it's like, that's what healing is. That's what miracles happen when God just shows up and just destroys our belief system. Because what he did was uncover his heart. So I just want to set a flame in your own, what you think is maybe impossible. Maybe it's a work situation. Maybe it's a marriage situation. Maybe it's a finance situation. God is in control. And with an open door, it's all about prayer. It's all about entering into grace. So hopefully you enjoyed that one. It was one of my favorite ones because, again, Ron's boldness in the spirit, asking her, you have a block, and then it's my husband. She had the courage to say it was him. So never mind. No pointing fingers.
Allowing us to remember that we all have the same blood, the same life force. It's all comes from the same source. It's all one. And we're all invited to allow ourselves to move into new expressions of who we are. We come from God, and we can all be allowing ourselves to be this new wine as a gift, as an offering, you know, as an offering of joy, as an offering of peace. So it shows to me our oneness with each other. There are no differences that cannot be overcome with love. And this wine represents the spirit of love.
You talked about, Ryan, about the wine representing our old beliefs, because when it's being crushed, our old patterns, our old friends that we have to let go of, or our dream. So as we receive the wine, the new wine in our lives, we let go of the old, whatever was crushed in us, or what we have a hard time letting go of. Let this new wine start a new beginning for each of us, which can also mean the receiving of your healing. For me, this represents Jesus' blood. So if his flesh and blood is within us, then we have the miraculous. So all our pain, our disease can leave the body in a moment because it's a holy breath. Ron Roth and I, we did many healing masses many years ago. And I remember one testimony that came was a lady who, she had cancer of the tongue. And when it came time for communion, it's like she didn't know if she could even chew it. So she broke it apart and just put it in her mouth. The next day, she couldn't actually talk because of the cancer just ruined her whole mouth. And the next day, she got up, made coffee, and she started talking to her husband. He goes, do you know what you're doing? It's like, what? He goes, you're talking. And it's like, oh my God, I was healed during the Mass. It was when she received communion, she received her healing. So whatever ailment you have, this is not symbolism. It's actually essence. So as we allow the co-creator of the universe to heal us, restore us. Let's receive the new wine in our lives. I will give thanks to you for we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And again, this whole thing about, are you wondrously made? I know that I know Ron Roth, on his last talk he ever gave to our community celebrating life, he talked on Psalm 139. So this is very precious in my world. The miracle that happened, he had multiple strokes, and so he lost his capacity to speak. And we were having a Christmas gathering, which we set up for here in Illinois, and he was in a wheelchair, but they were predicting a severe ice storm. And to go to this service was 2 hours away. And Ron was determined to go, which meant I had to take him. I had to drive in a major ice storm. And, you know, unbeknownst to me, it's like we didn't cancel because some people up in Chicago, that's where we're driving, would go because it's closer. But we're the prime people that was hosting this. So we were off. And I just prayed the whole time, Holy Spirit, help, because I need your guidance here, because the weatherman is saying, do not go on the roads. And here we have to drive 2 hours, and then drive 2 hours back. We got there, praise be to God. And probably about 100 people showed up. We had 200 that was signed up and only 100 came, which thanks God they did. And the thing was, Ryan couldn't speak, but I was going to do a talk. Then we're going to do a communion service. And we had I left Ron with another one of our community sis and says, here, you take care of him because I got to set up. Well, unbeknownst to me, somehow he got sis to get him up on stage. He's in a wheelchair. So 4 people were picking him up, putting him on the stage with me. And it's like, he's not supposed to be up here. Long story short, Ron got up there. He was determined to be up there and to be a part of the communion service. And so I started this, and Ron's big arm is like, pushing me away. And it's like, okay, I gave him the host. And all of a sudden, Ron started to speak. Now, he hadn't spoken in probably 4 months. He always just communicated with his eyes and yes and no. And he could smile and laugh, but he couldn't speak. And all of a sudden, he spoke on, be fearfully and wonderfully made in God. Don't forget, you're fearfully and wonderfully made in God. And you talk about a Christmas present to me, that I could actually hear Ron's voice again. And I'm wondering, what promise, what do you desire from, maybe it's a child, maybe it's your husband, your wife, maybe a friend, a coworker, that you want what to hear from them? I think the Holy Spirit is on to that tonight. And as we just pause and just reflect on that, I think the Holy Spirit wants to answer that prayer. Because he answered mine in the most precious way. It goes back in 1980s too. I don't know where God keeps speaking to me in 1980s, but this is kind of where my path opened up for me. I remember taking a trip to Medjugorje with some of my followers from the church. And one of the members had a headache, a severe headache. So they knew I prayed for people. So they asked me if I would, right in front of St. James Church, they asked me, would you pray for my headache? And I said, oh, sure. So I laid hands on her and her headache went away. And all of a sudden, people saw, at least Croatian people saw, that I was laying hands on people. So one lady came over and went, pray for my shoulder. So I put my hands on her shoulder and she was telling me, obviously the pain went away. So another one showed me their knee. So it was after I was done in probably 15 minutes, there was like 150 people around me. And then it's like, well, I got to get in church because Our Lady's going to be appearing. But it gave me, I recognize God is using me. God sees me as simple as it is. And it's like, it's quite extraordinary when we just step out. And I didn't know what was going to happen. I was just trying to be, quote, nice to one of our participants. And God used that experience and showed me how kind, how merciful, compassionate God is for everyone. But it was quite an extraordinary soul. That question is very rich for me because going back when, especially in 1981, where I was asked to join the ministry of Ron Roth, the ministry we have today. And that choice was, I had just bought a house. My job was extremely abundant, so to speak, pay-wise. And it was actually a really easy job. It was in a metal factory. And so when I put it before the Lord, it was like, well, I don't, you know, I would like to, but, you know, what about my house? What about my job? You know, all the security that I'm looking for or had at the time. And it was a 3-week process. It was like, maybe, well, I could. Yes, you can. And that third one, yes, you can, gave me peace. And then I decided, okay, I can now travel with Ron full time. And giving up my possessions was a big deal, but I had peace. If I didn't have peace, I know I wouldn't have done it. So, but that was my first initial trusting God, trusting faith in God that he says, you can do this. And it's history right now, 40 years later. So, but that was my first initial watching God do what God does, just make the crooked path straight. So very fortunate.
Hi, this is Thomas Hildebrand. I'm here with Darlene Korb. And Darlene, I understand that you recently had 3 miracles at in-person retreats, and you were willing to share them. Can you do that for us?
I would be happy to. I will start with the one that affected my side hip, my hip and my lower back on my left side. I was considering not going to the retreat because I was in so much pain, and every time I moved, it hurt so much, and I couldn't imagine how I could, you know, get up and then get down on the floor and then get up off the floor. And I almost canceled, but then I decided to go ahead with it. And what happened is, and I decided I would sit on a chair and ask for a chair, even though I was concerned that I might not get the result if I didn't go down on the floor. And what happened is I went up for my healing and I asked for a chair. And when I went down and was placed in the chair, I was placed in such an awkward position. And I thought to myself, oh, I'm going to be worse off when I get up from this position because, you know, I just can't stay in this position. And yet, I could not move a muscle in my body. I could not move. The Holy Spirit had me. And I, as I sat there, I started to feel comfortable. And then I started to feel more and more comfortable. And I kept saying to myself over and over how comfortable I felt. And I was, and I would say, I can't. I have never felt this comfortable before in my life. I am so comfortable. And this went on for a long time, it seemed, and I couldn't stop saying how comfortable I was. And then all of a sudden, a big breath of air came out of me, and I was done. And I got up, and I was fine. And I never had that come back again.
Beautiful. So tell us about the next miracle.
Well, the next one had to do with my heart. I had been, over several months, I had been having experience was in my arms, and it felt like when someone puts on a blood pressure cuff on you and squeezes really hard, and it gets real tight. Well, it would feel like that was happening in both of my upper arms simultaneously. And I would feel just really weak when that happened. And then, you know, just in a few seconds, it would be gone. But what started to happen also later on periodically was that my heart was seeming to skip a beat. And then I would have this arm experience over and over again. And I finally talked to my doctor, and she said I should go to a cardiologist. So I made the appointment with the cardiologist. But the appointment wasn't until after a retreat I was going to. And so I went to the retreat. And at one point, I was sitting in my chair. I don't remember what was happening in the room at the time. Perhaps some healings were going on. And I was in a state of meditation. And all of a sudden, I started to feel that intense feeling in my arms of being, my arms being squeezed real tightly. And I started to feel very weak, but I was also getting a very strong pain in my chest. It was so strong and becoming stronger that I thought I needed to alert somebody. But when I had that thought of, to alert somebody, I also had another thought right away that said, or you could just experience it. And I immediately chose that. And as I chose that, and everything just completely lightened up and went away. And I just felt fine. And I had set up that doctor appointment for the next Monday after the event. And so I thought, well, I'll go through with the appointment. And so, you know, I told him what I had been experiencing, and they gave me a stress test, and I waited for the result, and the doctor comes out, and he says to me, why are you here? Well, I told him I had those symptoms. He says, well, there's nothing wrong with your heart at all. And if that was the end of it.
Beautiful. I love how you listen to guidance to tell you to live, stay with it, to be with the discomfort.
Yes,
yep.
That's I've learned that's very important in life, and in even with feelings and everything.
Right.
It was like amazing at that moment to hear that in my head.
Beautiful. So do you want to tell us the third miracle?
Yes, and this was about my brain. I knew that I had a small tumor in the back of my brain. And I, at one time, but I had gone up for many healings about that already. And I had stopped going to the doctors and having them do this CAT scan on my brain and inject me with stuff every time. And I didn't want to keep doing that every 6 months. So I had stopped doing it, and I just assumed I was healed. And then at this particular event, Padre called up anyone with a brain tumor or anything going on with their brain. And I thought to myself, well, if I go up, it means I don't trust that I've been healed. So I shouldn't go up. But then I thought, well, you know, if I need anything, the Holy Spirit will take care of me. And come to find out that later, when pictures were shown of the orbs that are in the room, there was this big white orb right at the back of my head as I was just sitting in my seat. And as far as I know, my brain is fine. I have not gone back to a doctor or anything. I just trust that I'm fine.
Wow. Amazing. Darlene, thank you so much for sharing. Very grateful for you coming forward and allowing your intimate miracle to be part of this community.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I'm very grateful.
So, Padre, if you don't mind, would you please read this passage for us and kind of explain why you chose this as our guiding passage for this presentation?
I'd love to. Thank you, Bobby. Luke 2:9-11. And I love this story because to me, it tells everything about what season we're in right now. It says, an angel of the Lord appeared to them and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified, like my experience. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And there's a prophetic utterance. There's a decree that is actually explaining what is happening to us. FSC term, well, I need a reading on what's going on. How about just ask your angel? The angels are messengers from heaven. And to me, it's about the decree. It's about the angel showing up. And regardless of if we're afraid or we invite the angels in, God wants to penetrate our situation, whatever it might be. Might be someone who has a coronavirus, might be someone who's going through a divorce, like you letting go of a relationship. But their intention is to help you. I remember when Ron Roth passed away and I was at his bedside, and I remember two hands being laid on my shoulders, and I knew it was angels. I was happy. It was glorious. It was so profound. But in the midst of when we're not even paying attention, they arrive and actually they participate in something that's being created. And I like that term that Barbara Rose used with Rick's interpretation of his brother. I am, and I'm also becoming. And I just love that. It's eternal. So whether we have ministering angels here and or when we go into eternity also.
It's that space of God's love for us. I just want to pick up on lead in prayer, then Francois, if you want to follow. I'd just like to pick out some of the words or themes that we talked about tonight. And some of them are, I call it painful for other people to hear about themselves, their reflection, you know, like being rejected or not being good enough, you know, or maybe having a sexual encounter, but it went bad. It went to the left, to the right. And there was that wound there that has never been healed. You know, it's these sacred places that we call sacred, but the sacred actually was there in the midst of that. Just like your own expression where it says stop. You know, we could have stopped, we didn't, just because of lack of knowledge or being afraid, whatever that might be. But in God's sight, he sees his beloved daughter, his beloved son, and just says, that's my beloved. I just want to pour out that spirit right now to all those listening or will be listening to this talk. If that is an area that is still wounded, just let the love of our Creator, the divine light, the divine mother, just to embrace that right now in your heart, in your memory, for a divine purpose. And just allow the shame that came with it now to be dissolved right now. So I say, just come, Holy Spirit, fill that void, fill that pain, release it, and allow them to experience life to the fullest in all its brilliance. We just say, thank you, God, for your living presence. Really sense the angels' activities right now are just doing their work, doing what they're called to do. And that's to minister to you and I.
I'll start with, again, the Gospel of Thomas, that Jesus said, when you make the two one, you will become the sons of men. And when you say mountain, move away, it will move away. So I pray that your desire, the life force in you, which is the same as the creative power of God, you have it. You are made in the image of the great divine, in the very image. That doesn't mean with limbs and a biological body. It means the spirit of God is in you. And I bless your spirit, that spirit in you, that it may just really just expand, that you can experience it right now, not tomorrow, not later tonight, but right now. Can you open yourself up? Can you receive that? So that the two become one, so that the ineffable God become one with the body, with the flesh, and elevating, bringing heaven to earth, bringing heaven, the spirit, to the living flesh, and become an embodiment like a master, Jesus, and so many more have taught us that it is possible. They've shown us the way. They were the way, and we are invited to be the way ourselves. You are very special. You are wanted. Your desires are okay. Align them with God. Pay attention. Is this a godly? Like, really? Is this my highest truth? Or is this something lower? You have that discernment. So I pray for the spirit of discernment to be in you now so that you know where you're coming from. And bless the world through your presence. Amen.
I would like to bless all of us, that all of our desires, may they be little or small, or take us on detours, that they all lead to the one true desire of our heart and spirit, which is union and unbroken communion with Source God, the all that is. And may our lives unfold like Nisargadatta Maharaj describes it. Once you realize that the road is the goal and that you are always on the road, not to reach a goal, but to enjoy its beauty and its wisdom, life ceases to be a task and becomes natural and simple, in itself an ecstasy. And my prayer is that we all can live that way, alive in every moment, and feel and sense and know the deep ecstasy of the divinity coming into form through all of us and experiencing itself, coming back home to itself, and in rejoicing in that process, rejoicing in that journey with all parts of it, all aspects of it, none excluded. May we know that in a deeper way. Blessings and peace to all.
Heartfelt prayers are entering into our bodies, our emotions, our spirit. We really sense the movement of the spirit tonight. And it's because of your prayers. You're listening in, but you're also tapping into this, the divine source that we've been talking about tonight. And the Holy Spirit has her way. And she wants you. She wants me. She wants us to all be one in the spirit. But how do we do that? It is about our surrender. It is about us actually tonight receiving that grace. So just allow that divine union of the Christed One to be present in your home, in your heart, in your bodies. I just speak peace to your bodies, those who are in pain, especially the back pain. Come, Holy Spirit. Let the fire of God's love begin to filter now. Those who have hearing problems, you know, be heard, be seen, and allow that grace now to clear hearing, clear seeing, the eyes also. Just come, Holy Spirit. The atmosphere is charged now with divine grace. And allow that now for you to just receive that grace. And somebody with heart palpitations, we just say peace to your heart and allow that grace now. And whether it's arthritis, whether it's in the hands, the knees, I just say release, release, release God's love right now. Thank you, O Lord our God, for divine union. And for those who have lost a loved one, maybe it's a pet, maybe it's a best friend or family member, I just speak peace now to their souls as it goes back to the Creator to form a new relationship. Thank you, O Lord our God, for your graces tonight.
I just love you all. You're my beloveds. I'm so grateful to our Padre, the shepherd of this community, for being so authentically true, loving, passionate, open. Those qualities that are so inspiring to all of us. I hope that you all had an incredible journey today, that you've had at least a question that opened up as a tool, open up some truth, some more of the divine presence in you. Know that you are blessed so profoundly And I, for one, am so grateful for every single one of you to have showed up today, to be there, to hold this space, to come and learn. It's beautiful qualities. You are a wonderful human being, and God loves you.